Thank you, Harold and Jeff, for leading us in the songs this morning, and all those who help serve, and all those who will continue to help serve and teach this morning in our classes and in a variety of ways. This passage, John 15:5, is an important one, and every year as we near the end of the year and now having come to this final Sunday of 2013, it's only natural to pause and to reflect, to look both backward and to look forward into the new year. And as we do that today, this verse, I believe, is especially an important one because there are two important truths, two critical truths that are contained in this statement of Jesus. The first one is simply this: all fruitfulness comes out of a relationship with Him. Jesus said, if you remain in me, you will bear much fruit. The second truth is what Jesus said in the last part of that verse, without Him, we can do nothing. Look more closely, first of all, at the first part of the verse. What Jesus is affirming here is something we need to acknowledge as His people, and that is, every good work, every kind deed that has been done by any member of this church family in this past year, every soul that has been saved, every family that has been encouraged and strengthened in time of need, every struggling individual who has been helped, every good thing that has happened within this church family, within our community, by efforts we've made, is a direct result of our relationship with God through Christ. That simply echoes what James would later say in James chapter 1, 17, every good and perfect gift is from above. It's not us. It's our Father working through us that makes these gifts available. Now, the second part of what Jesus said here in John 15:5 is that without Him, we can do absolutely nothing. Every goal that's been achieved, every accomplishment, anything that we might be tempted to boast about has happened not because of our power and our strength, but because of God's power. Apart from me, Jesus said, you can do nothing. And I think if we'll just be honest with ourselves, we'll acknowledge and realize that this church is filled with fallible people, with weak people, but we serve a God who is powerful and who is mighty and who accomplishes great things through weak people. That's the way He's always worked. I don't know who said it, but I like this. Man, despite his artistic pretensions, his sophistication, and his many accomplishments, owes the fact of his very existence to a 6-inch layer of topsoil and the fact that it rains. Without Him, we can do nothing. God created this world. He sends the rain. He sends the sunshine. In Acts 17, Paul said of God, He Himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. This morning I want us to look back over the past year, the year that we will soon be completing. And I wanted to lay the foundation here in this passage in John's Gospel, this statement of Jesus, for the simple reason that I want to go on now to brag on you, but I want you to understand that as I brag on you, it's God who really gets the credit. I don't want any of this to go to your head. This has been an incredible year in the history of the Sunset Congregation. Some amazing things have happened. Wonderful things have happened. We have been blessed, and in turn, we've been able to be a blessing to many others. The elders asked some time ago for input from this congregation, And I asked what we needed to be about as a family of believers here and in Sunday school classes and here in the auditorium class. Different elders chaired the classes, and you began to brainstorm, and you made lists, and they were on big whiteboards and white paper, and that was all looked at and evaluated. And there were two primary emphases that came out of those brainstorming sessions with this congregation. One was that we as a church family need to address family issues. We need to support marriage. We need to support parenting. We need to be sure that our young people are learning how to be the kind of husbands and wives and parents that they need to be. And so this emphasis on family was something that many of you said we need to really work on, especially in this day and age. The second big important point that came out of these meetings was the issue of outreach in our community. And this congregation said we need to do more to help those around us, not just focus our attentions inwardly, but let's reach out to the community around us. And so these things were taken to heart by the leadership of this congregation, and the elders came back at the beginning of 2013 and they made some proposals to this congregation. Good things have happened. We have seen the blessing of volunteers in Cowden Elementary School, and that work continues there. We were able to be part of a home makeover and see the joy that was given to a widow in our community who needed much work done on her home. And in a matter of days, you came in there and you swarmed the place, and her house was turned around and made beautiful, and then we celebrated with a cookout there in her front yard. Just recently, we've completed our gifts to some families at Parkview High School and have made an incredible difference in that. This church has poured out generous gifts with your contributions to make that happen. There have been other similar ministry projects throughout the year that different Sunday school classes have undertaken, that other individuals have undertaken. People have been blessed in this community and elsewhere by the gifts that our sewing ladies have made available. There have been all kinds of little things that are done. These flowers behind me that just seem to magically change with the seasons. The visits that Dwight has made weekly and often daily to visit those of this church family and those outside of this church family who are in the hospital as he's visited and got information and prayed with those who were in need in this way. You know, Jesus said, "Inasmuch as you have done these things for one of the least of these," he said, "you've done it for me." And service has been demonstrated in new ways and fresh ways and in exciting ways that have allowed many of us to be involved in ways that we have never been involved before. In April, we hosted Jerry and Lynn Jones, the Marriage Matters seminar that we had here. And of all the things that we've done, at least in my years here at Sunset, I have not heard a greater response, a more positive response to anything we've done than to that event. And they helped our marriages. And when they weren't sharing and teaching, they were counseling over in their motel. And many of our families here had the blessing of being counseled by this couple and being helped in their marriages, and their marriages were strengthened. We had a class as a follow-up here in this congregation. The Kleins and the Samuels taught our sacred marriage class, and they broke it up, and the wives were with the ladies, and the men were with the husbands were with the men teachers, and worked through that outstanding material that helped strengthen the marriages in this congregation. We not only helped with those who are in the early days of their marriages, we honored those in this congregation. There's a plaque on the board back there that lists the names of all the couples in this church family who have celebrated 50 years or more in marriage. And so we're doing all the things we can do to help honor marriage and hold marriage up as the ideal in a society in which it's not always held that way. Our youth group has grown in numbers. They mostly come to second service, so you folks don't always get to see them unless you come to second service. But they fill up these front rows down here. And it's exciting to see them having grown not only in numbers, but having grown spiritually and having grown in unity. And what a wonderful blessing we have to have a youth group that is so inclusive and so welcoming to any newcomers that come along. Many of them travel with some of the adults this summer to the Black Hills Bible Camp. And we again helped in that mission work and were blessed ourselves in the process. We had record numbers of our young people as well as volunteers that participated in Happy Hollow Bible Camp this year. Many of you went out and helped on work days to get that camp in order. Sunset paid for a brand new cabin, and that cabin is now in use out there at Happy Hollow. Our children's classes have been blessed in ways that they've never been blessed before. We owe a debt of gratitude to Jane Hancock and all the volunteers. You can come up here almost any day of the week, and you'll find that room just through those double doors staffed with volunteers who are in there preparing curriculum and materials and handouts and visuals. And we're moving through the grades, getting all of this new material done. We all witnessed what that has done in the lives of our children, as many of them have stood up here and have been able to quote memory verses and show what they've learned in their classes, and what an encouragement it is to see the youngest members of this church family being trained in the knowledge of the Word of God and growing up committing God's Word to memory. Our college group has just grown explosively. And we've seen amazing things take place in that group. And they've been blessed and are able now to meet on Wednesday nights. The university has allowed them to come in and begin doing that. So we've seen some great things happen. The numbers have grown. We've seen a number of them who've become Christians in our college group. And not only what's going on here we can rejoice with, we have continued to be supportive of our mission outreaches. And even though we can't go to Mexico and be involved directly in that building, we've continued to contribute toward the work there. And what Rick Owens is putting together in buildings are still being built in Mexico. Rod Cullingworth was able to be with us just recently. We're continuing our support there. We've heard reports from Wayne Barrier about amazing things that are taking place in Myanmar. And we just recently had a firsthand report when Damon Vincent was there and came back and gave us his firsthand report of that. We've helped the Holtons in Chicago, in Central America, with the literature that Charles Renfro prints. Rapid City, South Dakota, the work up there with John Dennis. The Howards in Boulder, Colorado. And right here in our own facility, the ongoing work of the Hispanic congregation and Minor and Annie Elka's faithfulness in working with the community here. We got to experience some of our own going into the mission field for the first time. Jody Chaffin accompanied Dwayne Davis, and they worked in Africa, and many of our young people helped prepare visuals for that teaching seminar that took place there. And then, of course, I've already mentioned Damon Vincent and his ongoing work in India and Myanmar, and he's always traveling. We've supported him through our prayers and encouragement in that area. Many of you are involved in World Bible School, and you've been faithful in that, and we consistently see more people brought to the Lord through our work in World Bible School than in any other effort that we do in this congregation. Our prison ministry work has gone on. Right here in this congregation, we're completing this year, and we will have almost 40 baptisms here at Sunset in this calendar year. We've done all kinds of other things. Our paper drive for Fairhaven, where we fill up the lobby, the contributions that have been made by many to that good work there. You've packed the pantry and consistently bring canned goods and staples and things to help feed the hungry in our community. Speaking of feeding the hungry, Jane and her crew have have fed the crowds on Wednesday nights as we gather before our midweek Bible study. We've had untold numbers of fellowship dinners, and Jeff just goes along and cleans up the mess behind everybody and all the activities that take place here at the building. We were able to go down and set a record number of those who attended our camp out this year. And boy, what a great event that was, and how encouraging and how blessed we were through that. And then all these activities with the Sunsetters and what the Strijiks and the Williams are doing and all the events that they have planned, we can't even mention all of them. Our Ladies' Day, our Men's Retreat, and all of these things that have happened. And this year, one of the greatest blessings, although one of the saddest parts of our year, have been those who have left this church family for the church family in heaven. And folks, that's really what it's all about, isn't it? We've attended a number of funerals, but we have seen brothers and sisters in this church family who've gone on to be with the Lord. And that's why we're doing all of this. That's why we're working with our children and our young people so that they will be faithful unto death. And when we see people step across that victory line, we can't be sad about that. Now, all these things we're blessed with. And through it all, peace and harmony and love has prevailed within this church family. And I tell you, I am so proud of this church. And anytime I have an opportunity to talk, my old college roommate came up and spent Christmas with us. And we sat two different evenings. And he was talking to me about what was going on in Abilene, where he is an elder in the Lord's church. And then I shared with him some of the things I've just reviewed in brief with you this morning. And I'm proud, not just because of what you did, but I'm proud because this congregation and all those who've done this have kept their eyes on Jesus all the way through. Apart from Him, we can do nothing. And I think of the void that would have existed in our community had all these things not taken place. But because of our connection with Jesus, so many lives have been touched and have been blessed. No, God's blessed us incredibly. The church plantings that have taken place through the efforts of this congregation have continued to grow and to flourish, and plans are being made for another church plant. And God has honored His promise contained in 2 Corinthians 9. Now He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. In 2 weeks, you're going to be very encouraged when our elders stand before you and talk about where we are. We've come through a recession. We've been through some hard times as a congregation. You're going to be both delighted and I think surprised at where our per capita giving is and some of the good things that we're going to be able to look forward to in the coming year. We have been made rich in every way. We're growing and we're experiencing growing pains, and we're having to reshuffle classes. Construction's going on down in the basement to make room for all this new growth. But let me tell you, it's not us. It's not us. God is the one who gives the increase. 1 Corinthians 3:7 says, "So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow." And you know, when we're looking at our size, and I'm grateful that we are growing and we're beginning to have crowding issues at second service, and we're going to have to start asking some of those folks to come over here to early service to make more room to accommodate those who are coming here. But the health and the strength of a congregation is not so much measured by its seating capacity as by its serving capacity. And this has been a serving church. I'm so grateful for the new direction we're taking as of 2013 in this area. Now, I'm grateful to be part of a church like Sunset, not because of who we are, but because of Jesus and because of what He's doing among this group of imperfect individuals. There are two basic things, and I want to close with this in the next moments, that the church is to really be about. The church is to be about the Great Commission, where we're sending out, and to be about the Great Commandment, to love God and to love your neighbor. And I'm grateful that these twin emphases have been at the forefront. And I'm grateful that this church is committed to doing things biblically. I'm grateful for our elders and for their intentional steps to keep us on the right track. They're serious about their responsibilities. They're sacrificial in the time they give. And they are spiritual men of God who have wonderful wives who support and encourage them. And they want to see this church involved in the things that God is interested in saving the lost and in transforming lives and restoring marriages and healing the broken and mobilizing members for ministry both locally and around this world. And I'm excited that we as a congregation are committed to growth, not just to status quo, not just to keeping house, but to growing and seeing the kingdom expand right here where we are, and as well as around the world. And there is a commitment to doing things better all the time, to have better classes and a better mission program and better worship and better marriages and better lives. And I'm grateful that through all of this that we have emphasized and our elders hold us to keeping our eyes on Jesus, because He is the drawing power. I don't care how slick we look and how well we do it. That's not what draws people through those doors. It is the power of Jesus. He's the one who is, when lifted up, will draw all men unto Him. It's His church. He built it. He died for it. And He's the one who's coming back for it. What a privilege to be part of a church family like this. But even more so, what a tremendous privilege to have a direct connection with the vine, with the one who promotes and allows and fosters and nourishes all the growth and every good thing that has taken place here. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Now, we've had a good year here, and I'm grateful to God, and I'm grateful that I can be part of what God is doing here. And so as we conclude this morning, I just want to say we have a number of folks who are visiting here on a regular basis. We would love to have you as part of this church family. And one of the things that the elders do when new people come to this church family, they meet with them and they give them an involvement sheet and they say to them, if you're going to be part of this church family, we want you to be a working part of this church family. There may be some here who are ready to do that. We'd love to have you. There may be some here who are still not connected to the vine. And this morning, we would be delighted to assist you in your obedience to the Savior as you're baptized into Christ. If you need prayers, I don't have to tell you that this is a praying church. We believe in the power of prayer. And we prayed for many before, and we'll pray this morning if you need that. If you need to come, we invite you to come as we stand and sing.